Go ahead, it's okay.
He stands before me, a warm smile on his stubbled face. His hairy masculine frame looks like a muscular idol, a statue from ancient Greece. But unlike those statues, he's packing meat. A heavy, droopy, musky bulge sags between his legs. It calls out, whispering my name, whispering ancient primal secrets. The touch, my favorite reward. Fingers trembling, I reach out. My tips slide under his warm, smooth underwear, cupping the weighty, lumpy shape, his balls in my palm, the balls that produce his hormonal power, the balls that built muscle and sprouted thick hair, the balls that will sire life like a god. I move up onto the shaft, caressing the soft outline and admiring his heat. My eyes glaze like an alcoholic taking shots after a stressful day, just touching. All I want to do is touch. A chime echoes from the kitchen.
Oh, that's the timer. Dinner must be done.
He swats my hand off his bulge.
Sorry, bud. Playtime's over.
It's okay. Thank you for cooking again. And on Christmas Eve, too. He ignores me and marches into the kitchen, leaving me in the Christmas glow. It's dark outside, the windows foggy and cold. Heat from the fireplace fills the lodge, warming my bare skin while I listen to the crackle. Tension leaves my body. It's not the Christmas I expected, but I'll take it. I'm lucky. I lean back into the sofa, smiling at the ceiling while reviewing my lessons. I do chores around the lodge, and Cade rewards me. I complete tasks like calling Steven, and he rewards me again. When I mess up or ask questions, he puts his clothes on and doesn't talk to me. Sometimes I feel weird about this, but it's like he said, he's just trying to help me. Peeking at the farmhands always left me unsatisfied. He's getting that stuff out of my system so I can be normal and chill. That's all this is. Nothing to be worried about. And goddamn, it feels so nice. A dream. It's everything I longed for growing up. It's like wandering the desert for your entire life, then finally taking your first sip of water. Something so rare, but so needed. How did I live without this?
Brayden, you coming? Where the fuck are you?
Sorry! I leap to my feet. A savory fragrance wafts from the kitchen while my bare feet plod. My stomach rumbles while my mouth waters. Cade's such an amazing chef. He's been cooking every night, and our dinners are always a high point of the day. Now it's time for a Christmas Eve feast. I can't wait to... Huh? I stand in the doorway, mouth ajar. A round dining table sits near the modest kitchen, dishes blanketing the surface. Unlike every other evening, though, there's only one place setting, only space for Cade.
Hmm? Something wrong?
He sits in his seat, cutting fresh ham. Did you forget to set me a place?
Nope.
A bizarre, wild smile carves across his face. He glances down at the floor. Resting at his side, a tray lies on the ground, pink plastic dishes and cutlery waiting. I shuffle forward, brows furrowed while I struggle to understand.
I want you at my side. Don't you want that too?
Cade speaks. His deep voice flows down my ear canals, putting me at ease, my muscles unwind. Yeah, at your side. My eyes glaze while I move in, gingerly kneeling at the tray. His towering body looms, dropping food onto my pink plastic plate. Mashed potatoes splat, ham landing on top. He grabs a bottle of wine and pours all the way down into my little cup. Liquid splatters and drips down the plastic sides, obscuring a colorful picture printed on the front. It shows the smiling face of a princess. Cinderella,